A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Memches Amud Beis, Yevamos 48b, pagination is 96. We're going to discuss whether conversion to Judaism is good or bad. In other words, in an objective perspective, in what regards do we consider it a good thing? In what regards do we consider it a bad thing? And approaching it both from the perspective of the Jewish people and from the perspective of the Gerim. It's a little bit like whenever you have a merger between companies. So what's the perspective of the buying company and what's the perspective of the other company that's merging with it? So let's begin from the previous daf where we have a little bit of insight to this. I'm starting on Yevamos Memzayin Amud Beis 47b, page 94. And I'm about a quarter or a third of the way down. At the end of a line, we have an abbreviation, Dalet Aleph Resh, standing for De'omar Rav. And then we continue, Chelbo, Rav Chelbo taught. Koshim Gerim liYisrael kisapachas. Conversion for the Jewish people from the national perspective is a problem, is painful. Kisapachas is a skin condition usually, that's the way the word is used. Some say a scab or a skin condition, something surface. That's problematic. It didn't quite merge with the regular body, but it's there. The pasuk that's brought, though, and the way Rashi takes it, has sapachas meaning gathered, a merger. Dechsev v'nilva hager aleihem, the ger will join you, v'nisfechu al beis Yaakov, and they're going to be gathered, they're going to be merged with the house of Jacob, and somehow this surface skin condition, or this gathering in, this connection, is what's troubling. Clearly, Rav Chelbo is saying that it's a problem in his perspective. He's exploring that dimension of the relationship. Koshim, it's a problem. What exactly is the problem? So Rashi tells us that often the Gerim will be Ochsim Ma'aseyim Harishonim. They will still grab on to their original behaviors. V'lomdim Yisrael Mehem. And because they've merged with the Jewish people, they bring that baggage with them. And regular Jews are going to learn from them. Osomchim Aleim Be'isav Heter. They learn from them in some way. And that's where the problem is. Taisvis says in the bottom Taisvis, L'fisha einam bikiyam b'dikduke mitzvis. Perhaps it's because the ger is not knowledgeable in the details of mitzvis, even if they get the basic structure of Judaism and they mean well, but they don't know the nuances, and that's where the challenge is, because the Jews learn from their behavior. That, obviously, is a warning from the Gemara, and today, conversions that are done, we try to be very careful that we shouldn't run into this problem, that the prospective ger works through their previous behaviors and decides to what extent those experiences can be brought into the relationship with Judaism and to what extent they leave those behaviors and perspectives behind. Tosfos approaches the Koshim Gerim LiYisrael from a totally different perspective, actually a praiseworthy to the Gerim, and this is really taking a whole different dimension. Tosfos says at the end of Tosfos, Shebiyoso Huzaru Yisrael ala Gerim, the Jew is warned, is commanded to respect Gerim in a very special way, va'ahavtem es hager, you should love the ger, lo sonu, not let him oppress him. Ve'en yicholim li'izar mi'onasam. And it's very hard to be that careful as we're supposed to be. And therefore it's kashim, not because of what the ger brings to the table, but the ger is bringing so much good to the table. He's bringing a very special personality that the Torah says warns us to be very careful and respect, and we might not be able to live up to the extent of respect that is required of us. And that's where the kashim is. That's where the problem, the challenge is. And regarding this warning, obviously, we make our best effort to do the best to support and to respect the Gerim as they deserve. So just on this staff, two very different perspectives on what the Koshim Gerim Liyisrael, what's the big problem to the Jewish people regarding Gerim. One approach, that it could do damage to the Jews if the Ger brings with him bad behaviors, perspectives, or a lack of sensitivity to nuance in halacha. But a different perspective, that the Gerim are so great that the Yisrael ends up getting punished, chas v'shalom, for not properly respecting the Ger. Let's move on to today's daf, and let's explore if Gerus is good or not for the Ger. Starting from the bottom of the Amud, Memches Amud Beis 48b, we're about 8 lines up from the bottom, at the end of a line. Tanya, we learned. Rabbi Chananya ben Osher, Rabbi Gamliel Omer. Rabbi Chananya, the son of Rabbi Gamliel, commented, Mipnei ma gerim bizman hazeh meunim v'yesurim barim aleihem. Why do gerim have, in his time, he described, an oppressed life? They have problems. They become gerim, and you would expect that Hashem would embrace them, and they would have everything good happen to them, that they're going from 7 mitzvahs b'nei Noach to become 613 total love with Hashem. And in fact, we have a mashal that's given that it's like a deer joining a flock of sheep. Hashem says, you're not naturally here. The sheep are born sheep. But the deer, to subject himself to the shepherd, it's not a natural, simple thing. And the shepherd takes heart and expresses love for the deer, for joining. And that's an analogy to a ger that joins the Jewish people. Likewise, we're told that one perspective on gerim is that when Hashem offered the Torah to the entire world, the general population of the world rejected Torah and said no. But there were individual voices of Goyim who said yes, but their voices were drowned out. And those are the Gerim throughout the generations. Those Neshamas eventually find their way to the Jewish people. So he asks, you would expect that Hashem would embrace them and everything would be good for them in this world. Why do they still have problems? And he answers, one answer, Mepnei shelokimu sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Any punishments that are coming upon them is because when they were non-Jewish, they did not properly keep the 7 mitzvahs of Noach, the Noahide laws, and this punishment is being brought upon them to cleanse them in this world so that when they come to the next world, they should be pure and clean. That's a perspective that we have generally in mainstream Judaism, that sometimes Hashem punishes the righteous person because of a minor offense so that he should be totally cleansed for the world to come. Another perspective offered by Rabbi Yossi is similar to what we saw before, lefi she'ein bikiyim b'dikdukei mitzvahs, because they're not knowledgeable in the details of mitzvahs, and even if they're getting it right generally, and their love is overwhelming for Judaism, but if they're not observing the nuance, so then there's still violations, so to speak, and a lack of full fulfillment of Torah. And this is something, again, that we try to address nowadays, that before the non-Jew converts, we try to achieve a level of proficiency in Torah so that they could blend smoothly with the Jewish community and knowledgeably so. Three lines from the bottom, we have a different fascinating perspective in why Geirim might still have issues that need to be cleansed. Acherim omrim, mepnei sheshahu atzmam lihikonus tachas kanfei hashchina. People who are so lofty and great are being punished, cleansed, finding challenge because they delayed enjoining the relationship with Hashem that they finally achieved. Tachas kanfei hashechina. We find a similar concept in the Gemara Brachas, Yudzayin Amid Beis 17b, that the people of Masa Machasya witnessed the Torah convention, Yikra de Oraisa, the glory of Torah, twice a year. But they did not become Geirim. And that's considered a wondrous thing in a negative way. How could it be that a person so lofty, who witnesses such greatness, wouldn't join the Jewish people? So this is actually a very counterintuitive type of reason. On the contrary, because of their greatness, therefore, in retrospect, why didn't you come earlier? Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.